Today is 10/5 of 21, and it's 6:39 p.m. Central Time. Alan is present. General Manager. Okay, let's go. Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Okay. Lyndon Foley? Not here. Tom Harper is excused. Wally James has left the committee. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Robin Lewis?
Here.
Thank you very much. Marianne Martinez? Not hearing you. Carol McGregor? Oh, I'm sorry. Carol McGregor asked for an excuse absence. And also Darrell Robbins asked for an excused absence. Is Nancy Saibara Naritomi here? Not hearing her. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Bravo. Okay. Okay. Deb Shapto? Not hearing Deb. Rob Lee?
Present.
Okay. Bruce Grief? Bruce, I'm not hearing Bruce. And Kurt Gerdrum?
Here.
Right. Okay. And is there anyone's name that I did not call? Dr. Franklin?
I'm here.
Dr. Franklin, are you still on?
I'm right here.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry for the confusion. Anybody's name that I didn't call?
I'll call Deb again because I called her a few minutes ago and she was still trying to call in. She had a wrong number, but I'll see if I can add her.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So the meeting has started. Now, I sent out an agenda, I guess about a half an hour ago, and I sent the minutes out right after the last meeting, and I sent them out again about a half an hour ago. Okay, so next item on the agenda is to approve the agenda. Does anyone need for me to read the agenda, or do you? I'm going
to. I move to approve.
Okay, Rob moved to approve. Thank you, Rob. Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
No.
Okay. Draft agenda approved without objection. All right. And the minutes that I sent out originally, I think around the 8th of September. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Does anyone move to approve them?
Yes.
Who is that? Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to the minutes? Okay, minutes approved without objection. Okay. Next item on the agenda is a report from the development director. And I'm sorry, Dr. Franklin, I wasn't sure if you were going to be on. So if you want to give a report first or...
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right, Robin, do you have anything to report? And the way I put it in the minutes was report from the development director, including discussion of current pledge drive. Because in our last meeting, we didn't really discuss anything or agree anything specifically as to how we were going to help you with this pledge drive. So I'm hoping that after this in this meeting we will take some specific assignments, but let us know what you think is most important to be reported to us. Robin,
okay.
We can hear you. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. The current fall 2021 membership drive started on October 3rd. It goes to October the 28th. The goal is $100,000 to be raised during this drive.
Mm-hmm.
Too early to tell how well it's going to do right now. This weekend was pretty okay. But, I mean, what is today is Tuesday, so I will have a more complete report on the actual numbers we got probably tomorrow morning. Have to get time to build up a little momentum.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, I have to get off the phone about 7, so I'm going to kind of abbreviate things.
Okay.
As for the drive, other efforts to raise money during this drive time. One, I'm getting together an online auction that will start with like this treasure trove of autographed guitars we found while we were packing up things at the station. So I'm going to turn that into an online auction, mm-hmm. which I hope to get active sometime between October 15th and October 20th. Wally James helped take really nice pictures of these guitars so that they present well. And Joanna Jetton actually gave a, she's a guitar maven, so she gave a really good description of what they are. And we're going to see what we can do with them.
Okay, and you said that's October 20th?
That's when I, the latest that I hope for it to be up.
Okay,
and
when will it end?
You know, I don't know right now. Going to have to really give some thought to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I'm glad Rob Lee is here. We had to change the dates on when I'll go to his office to get the KPFT laptops up and running for people to come and make phone calls to LAPS members. However, I did a trial run with one of those laptops when I was at the station last week, and happily I'm able to get into them and to at least make them functional. We have 4 of those, and when we have calls, I'll also bring my own personal one. So we'll have room for 5 people total, not including myself. So, Rob, I don't have the email in front of me or anything, but I think I said I want it to be there on October 15th or 16th, something like that.
Let me pull up my calendar. I put it on the calendar, and I apologize that we had somebody steal the prior date. I have you down for the 13th and the 14th. We have some flexibility, but those are hard dates that nobody else can take away.
Okay, that should be more than enough for me to get these laptops ready. And I know I have me, and Teresa has a lady who said she would help with this and herself. So for a full
and
house,
I'm there. I'll be there also, but we should have at least one extra person so that people can take breaks and so forth.
Yep, I agree. But anyway, you know, my biggest worry was that I might not be able to get into these laptops, but I am able to. So they will be set up on the 13th, hopefully.
Okay.
Okay.
I would help you, but I'm a candidate, so I don't think I should, maybe.
Right. We can't be on the call because we're candidates.
Well, can you call? I mean, the election's over on the 15th, right?
Oh. I guess.
So,
midnight.
So if we call after that, then and we will be, then yeah, you can join on in.
Well, wait. This is the 13th and 14th. If the election is the 15th,
the 13th is me trying to get these laptops working. No, we might be able to start calls on the 14th.
Gotcha.
I just have to see how well it goes. But I expect it to go well.
Can I ask
okay.
a question?
Yeah.
Do the laptops have Allegiant software on them or something, or do you just use them for Excel or?
No. What they'll have is there's a donation form that the volunteers are using for a while that hooks right into Allegiant. If someone wants to make a donation, you just type it into this form and the card is charged or whatever. So there's
good,
that.
Okay.
Just use a web browser.
The phone calls we're going to do through the laptop too. Markeisha is going to set it up so that we have some volunteer Zoom call access. All four of them will have that. And that's one of the things I have to set up so that you make the phone call through the computer. And, we already have headsets, and I want to try also having the list of people that we call also on a tab in the thing so that, there doesn't have to be a bunch of paper around, but I might print this stuff out anyway because some people might find it easier. But anyway,
Robin, what day do you anticipate that actually people will be calling?
Maybe the 14th. If it's not the 14th, then probably the 16th. But I don't have a calendar in front of me. I don't know what day that is.
Okay.
But something
the 16th
like
is a Friday. The 16th is a, or excuse me, the 15th is a Friday. Optimally, we'd call, I'm assuming, Monday through Thursday for regular solicitations. I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I don't have a calendar. So at least not easy to get to.
Okay. Well, that's
wonderful,
Robin. That's very good news, and I'm happy. I'm really optimistic about that. That's good.
Yeah, I think it'll go really well.
Okay.
I
would be happy to help in any way that I can after the election. However, I'm going to be on vacation around that time. But as soon as I get back, I'll be happy to help if we schedule a day that I can be there.
Yeah, this is something
and
that we could do long term.
Yes. Okay.
Bill for the stack.
All right.
Yeah, Nancy for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill, then Nancy.
Yeah, I've been a lot of help too. Haven't done that in a while, and I can't do it on the 15th, but the 14th or even the 16th. You know, I don't know if you're up to the 16th, that's a Saturday, but we might be able to reach more people at home then than during the day or during the work days. So just something to think about. Also,
if I could interject, we're good on Saturday, but we only have air conditioning till 3 to 4 o'clock, and I can't change that.
Well, we don't have to worry about that in October, but we'll probably be gone by 3. If we schedule something like that.
I don't think he wants to do it on a Saturday.
I don't want to do it on a Saturday. So.
Okay.
What is it we're
talking I can help
about?
On the 14th, or I can help the next week. I just can't do it on the 15th.
The 13th,
I have to get all the computers functional. If I do
right.
it on the 13th,
yep.
if I'm successful, then we can definitely start on the 14th.
Could I help
and
with that?
After that, we'll figure it out.
Do you need help with that?
Okay. Possibly, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me know if you think you do.
I'll get with you.
Okay. And also, would you like me to help you re-record those pitches? You got some really good pitches, but the audio quality is not real great. And if you'd like, I could help you redo those. You could probably do it over the phone.
Dr. Franklin, could you interject?
They're fine they're fine. The telephone's going to give you just so much quality, and we've spent a lot of time already putting those spots together and putting them into rotation, so I think they're fine the way they are. And I think you guys are here also. Telephone interviews with Robin and Amy Goodman that was recorded over the phone, and you're just going to get so much quality from the phone line, so... I think Robin's way she did it, hers are fine, as well as when you hear, probably tomorrow morning, you'll hear hers, Amy, and Robin's pitch, which was done over the phone. I think it'll as best as we can get at this particular point in time.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill, for offering. Thank you, Robin, for getting this all organized. Great.
I have a question for Robin.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, after she's finished with whatever she wants to tell us.
All right. What?
Well, yeah, since I'm going to be gone in a few minutes about Giving Tuesday, I just want to say that Giving Tuesday has never been a really successful thing for KPFT, and I think only because we are constantly soliciting donations, constantly. So it's not special with us. So if we're going to do something special for Give, we got to think of something special for Giving Tuesday. I don't have any ideas right now, so maybe this group can come up with something that
well,
would be especially for people who donate them.
Robin, have you been told what day?
How'd you get on the stack, Teresa?
I'm sorry, Nancy. Thank you anyway. I'm going to ask this question. Robin, have we been told what day that the archives are going to have their pledge drive on our airwaves?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I called them to find out whether it was going to be on Giving Tuesday, and I never heard back from them. We might want to ask that question. We might want to find out when the Pacifica Archives, I think usually in the past it's been 2 or 3 days of Pacifica Archives taking over our
I don't know when or if that will be.
Okay. Well, I would like to talk about Giving Tuesday, and if the Archives doesn't do it on Giving Tuesday, then I would like to do something special. Giving Tuesday does not have to be something about raising money, but somehow utilizing, you know, volunteers. Releasing the unleashing the power of radical generosity around the world with the common mission to build a world where generosity is part of everyday life. Maybe we could do stories about generosity, or, you know, something that would stimulate our volunteers. Maybe we should have a subcommittee to maybe talk about this as a fundraiser or as something special for KPFT. Would that be useful?
I think that would be very useful. We have to do something different than the usual.
Do you want
to make
maybe,
it worthwhile?
I tell you what. How about I'll do this. I'll start working on this. I'll have a meeting with some people to throw around some ideas. Then we'll get with you, Robin, so we don't take up your time at the very beginning. We'll come up with 3 or 4 or 5 different options for you. Then we'll meet with you, okay? Is that all right?
That sounds good.
Okay, that's what we'll do. So do you have anything else that you'd like to talk about in your report?
Well, I'm actually sort of going down your agenda and just saying what I have to say about it because I really have a few minutes. Okay.
Okay. So go ahead. You want to talk about the quiet? Nancy, do you see Nancy, I tell you what. Why don't we get...
No, let Robin speak. I'd rather listen to Robin, and if there's time, I'll ask my question.
All right. So, Robin, the next item was quiet drive?
Yeah, the quiet drive usually is for the whole month of December. Usually the appeal we make to listeners is that it's their last chance to get in a tax-refundable donation. It usually brings in a decent amount of money. I think the most successful one we ever had was close to $50,000 for the quiet drive. We had other things going on, too, but for that. So... usually we have the programmers doing sort of a softer pitch than usual to get people to donate during that. So, you know, it's something we do every year and no reason not to do it again this year.
Okay.
Let's see, what else is here? Legacy giving. I still haven't found the time to make the website page that I need to make. To make that, you know, easier for people. I haven't talked about Mabry yet either, Teresa, because I just haven't found the time.
Mm-hmm.
I blame myself.
All right.
So,
I understand.
Yeah. But that's something that we definitely have to get much more organized about, and it's definitely on the agenda. I already talked about what we plan to do about lapsed donors in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And planned giving and major donors at the moment, I don't have anything different to say about that.
Okay. Rob, you and I and Rob.
Teresa, I'm on the stack after Robin.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm gonna ask Rob. Go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Robin, at the last meeting you were not here, and we were discussing that if we sent a newsletter out to our members and asked them if they had something that was worth valuable, like $100, $200, $300, and if they would like to take a picture of and send it to us, and we could decide whether to have it as a premium or as a silent auction or something like that.
Yeah, that is true. And since I'm going to get this auction site running, I mean, we could do this all the time. So that's a reasonable ask to make of the members and see what we can gather.
Yeah, and so maybe we might pick a certain date of the month, not just all the time, or maybe all the time. Just I don't know, something. Mm. The day we started was I don't remember, a March 1st or was it? I don't remember. Anyway, the other question I want to ask you is, what is the membership count now?
As of this moment, it's a little over 2,800.
Okay, because the National Election Supervisor was saying 3,300. So sometime earlier this year we had 3,300. Is that right? I mean, it's so different.
Now, I think, when I have a little thing that counts for me every day, and for those records that have two people on it, it just counts it as one.
Oh.
So when I separated second people out, it added like another 500 people to the count that the election supervisor had. So I like 3,500 better, so let's go with that. But
okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused, Robin. You said a membership count is 2,800. Are you saying that is including all of the household members?
No,
that have
you
votes?
Add that, Teresa. You add one more.
So we have 2,800 households. Is that what you're saying, Robin?
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then. I'm sorry to ask again, but the item that you just discussed with Nancy prior to asking the membership count, did we agree on anything for the minute?
Yeah, we all came to agree. Why don't you listen to the archives?
I would rather have Robin repeat it, so if you don't mind, Nancy.
She wasn't at the meeting.
Robin, did you just take on a task? I just want to be sure.
This isn't the first time I've heard this idea, to ask the members to donate things that might be auction worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like, and the thing I fear is that, we'll get a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to come up with some mechanism so that we don't spend a lot of time weeding out junk. But we also might get some really good stuff. So that's what we have to figure out. But whatever we get, I plan to have, with these guitars, we'll start out with the guitars and we'll add things as they appear. And we can probably make this work really well.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to start with the guitars. And we're not taking on, there's not an understanding at this time that we're going to do anything else regarding an appeal, a general appeal to the listeners. I just wanted to know that whether there was an understanding, because I want to make sure we're all on the same page. Okay, we'll get back.
Okay.
So, all
thank
right.
you.
Does anybody else have any? Can I just say, does anybody else have any quick questions of Robin before she goes?
Yeah, okay. We're not going to store anything. We're just collect pictures of whatever people want to give as a premium or as an auction thing. And then we maybe the development committee can size up whether it's worth it or not, or maybe Robin can on her own. Anyway, so we should tell them not to be bringing things to the station.
Mm-hmm. There's no one there, you know, I don't know when we'll be out, but there's no one there to collect it anyway. So
well,
that's another thing to consider.
We don't want the members, show up.
You know, see, I'm sorry to bother you. This is what confuses me, because I thought Robin was on the last call, and I thought that there was an understanding that we would pursue this possibility, but set a $200 value on the items. That's what we agreed to. So I'm thinking you're mistaken, Nancy. And
yeah, I am. We our finance committee turned into a development committee. Everybody said, okay, 200, 300, and don't bring them to the station, and let's not collect them. That part was decided at the finance meeting. But we talked about this, as Robin said before, getting stuff from our...
Okay.
And so year somebody gave a wooden rocking chair that was like antique-y, and it went for $300, I remember, or $200 many years ago. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, yeah. That's why not? Why not?
Yeah, he offered. Yeah, I know that. Okay. Good point. I remember that man. I had several conversations with him. That was very generous of him. All right, any other questions for Robin?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
All right. Have a good meeting.
Yeah, you take care. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, awesome. So now I'm going back. Having just heard the report from the development director, I'm going to ask Dr. Franklin. Dr. Franklin, do you have anything to add?
No, I've met with Robin, and we've talked about all the things that she just shared with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
In advance of that, I've spoken with Robin, and we have talked about moving forward on those ideas and some others that have not yet been brought to fruition just yet.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Teresa?
Yes?
I just want to make one comment. If we can get this little, pictures for like Christmas presents, you know, before Christmas, it might be nice. That's all.
That's a good point. All right. Well, if the guitar situation goes well, maybe we could do this in November or early December, but we'd have to figure out delivery. So maybe we should have a subcommittee to work on this specifically?
Yeah, I suggest that we play matchmaker and those two meet each other someplace. You know, let them – I mean, we don't get involved with the storage or anything like that because we cannot. I mean, that would be just we act as the go-between and let them get together and – switch at this street corner, at this park, or whatever.
I tell you what.
I don't think we should be taking things.
Okay, well, I'm going to call this online auction, and I'm putting it under new business. So we take it up specifically to discuss and to come up with specific action. Yes, no, postpone. So let's go down. Now that I've asked Dr. Franklin to work, I'm sorry.
This is Wendy. I just had something I wanted to say about that whenever it's the right time.
Yeah.
Is it now? I'm just a little bit, I understand why everybody's thinking like this, but in my mind, Lark, our most urgent thing to do is to get a new home for the station and be working on things that go towards that, you know. And so does this make sense to, well, I mean, I guess it does. Don't let me distract anybody, but I just feel like it's kind of, unless you get some really good stuff, then I'll just shut up. But like maybe we should be asking people to donate, you know, computers and have a wish list, and that's the stuff we're working on. But anyway, never mind. I don't have this fully formulated, and I wasn't there for the discussion in the first place. So,
well, that's a good legitimate point. I think we have to take our leadership from our general manager, and if he decides, hey, we need X amount of money and we need it for such and such, then we can say, okay, we can have an online auction to do it, or we can put out a holiday wish list on our website and ask people to contribute X, or we could have a little capital campaign. We will take our direction from our general manager. He will lead us.
Right. Okay. I mean, it kind of goes with the same thing Robin was saying, where we're always asking for money, you know, so we got to be a little bit money and things.
Yes.
Got to be strategic about it, and the everybody will want to contribute to the new building and new equipment kind of thing more than operating, because that's how it always is. That's all. Carry on, I think, you know.
Well, that's a legitimate
good idea
point.
If we get good stuff.
We, you know, we have lots of good ideas, but sometimes I think we need to be reined in, and I think that Nancy has a very good idea, so we will discuss
Christmas.
That in a minute. Let's get back to this in a minute. So I want to go down the agenda. I don't think that we need to take more than another half an hour to see if there are any other things that need to be done, and maybe take assignments. So Giving Tuesday, we're going to have a subcommittee. Does anybody else want to work on that subcommittee with me? Because if not, I can think of some other people.
Deb Shafto, I will.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Deb. Okay, subcommittee.
Okay, I'll volunteer, said Kurt.
And Kurt.
Yeah. What are we going to? What is the subcommittee going to address?
We're
going to
talk
Giving
about
Tuesday.
Specifically Giving Tuesday, and you might prepare for this subcommittee by just researching Giving Tuesday. Okay. Next item is the Quiet Drive. Robin said that's the whole month of December, and usually the theme is this is the last chance for tax refundable donations. And programmers do a softer pitch. We did not ask her whether there was any specific thing that she wants us to do to help with that. Dr. Franklin, do you have any assignment for us in regard to the Quiet Drive?
Not at this time. It's something that I would certainly discuss with Robin. We usually discuss these things in advance.
Okay.
So
okay.
I will put that on my list of things to speak with Robin when I next meet with her. Probably, if not latter part of this week, early part of next week. But I will send
her
a note.
For example, if we had a title like Winter Wonderland or Kiss Me Big, Give Me a Big Christmas Kiss or something like that, or whatever, and you wanted every one of us to go on our social media and, you know, post, like, I'm doing this or something like that, or if you wanted each of us to use our private lists and say, oh, by the way, you know, KPFT is doing da-da-da-da. So we could take that assignment, you know. Maybe not all of us would do it, but even if it was only five of us, it might get a little bit of momentum going. So we're ready for any assignment because Robin obviously she's too busy doing everything by herself to even ask for help. So I have to keep asking. If you want us to do something, just give us a little direction, a little guidance, a little bit of rules, and we'll do it. Okay. So in regard to the legacy giving, so she is obviously working on what I told her was KPFA hired someone, I guess about 10 or 15 years ago, they hired a company to give them suggestions on raising money. And this company suggested that on the bottom of every page of your website, you said something like, have you considered putting KPFT in your will? And I thought that was a good idea, and I keep bringing it up, but it doesn't seem to happen. So Robin is researching that, and we also have an attorney who has offered to help in any way, so, and like for free. So that's what's happening. Does anybody have any other thoughts about legacy giving?
Rob Lee here.
Go ahead, Rob.
I have worked on that with other organizations, and the payout is infrequent, but when it happens, it can be big. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I believe we brought this up one time before. Obviously, we want to be named in a will, but we would also like to be named in a life insurance policy. We'd also like to be named in an IRA. So, again, just to add, there's multiple legacy options. That's all.
Okay.
The attorney who is going to help us with the wills is a colleague of mine, and I encourage her to support us in this way.
All right. All right, well, the one that I gave her is a member and was a friend of Larry Winter's and lives in Conroe.
Is that the same person? No, I don't think so. I think this is an African-American attorney here in Houston, and she is going to donate her services to assist in developing a will as part of the campaign,
okay,
the auction.
Okay.
So we're finalizing the specifics on that. As soon as I hear back from her, we'll finalize the information. Then that'll be part of the auction that's going to be occurring the latter part of this month.
A question.
There's a will with the guitars, you mean?
No. the attorney is going to donate her assistance in terms of helping prepare a will. If there was somebody out there who wanted to utilize her services to help them to formulate a will, the
uh-huh.
attorney will contribute her time
uh-huh.
to do that particular function for whoever wants to take her up on that particular her service.
Okay. Well, what we're talking about is.
I understand. I know. I was just adding on to what you had said earlier.
Okay. Okay. But is there an auction that I'm unaware of?
No. No. This would be no. It's not an auction.
Okay.
It's part of the services that this attorney is interested with will provide to the station as part of our premium offering sponsorship.
Oh, it's a premium.
Yeah, it would be a
premium.
Okay.
Did I miss that? Did I understand correctly? As a premium, possibly.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
That's lovely.
Question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead, whoever the other person was before me, I think.
No, that was Deb Shafto just saying great.
Yeah, how many wills is she going to donate?
We're waiting for her to respond. That's the question.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
So as soon as I know, I'll pass that information to Robin, and then she'll formulate it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have another question. On the Wednesdays, are the managers and Lydia meeting? Are y'all having your powwows on Wednesdays at noon?
I think we had our last one last month, and I think Lydia suggested that managers individually talk to one another and not wait for her to call a meeting. But That was the date, I think, last month when we met.
I see, because she said something in a PMB meeting about the archives having a one day, you know, fund. But I don't remember her saying a date. So the next time you have a powwow, maybe you can find out.
Sure.
I thought
sure,
y'all were meeting every Wednesday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If Teresa, if I could just add a little clarification, Rob Lee.
Okay.
Wait,
just a minute. Okay, we are in legacy giving, and Nancy just said something about meeting on Wednesdays.
No, Teresa, that has nothing to do with the legacy. That was the managers and Lydia meeting on Wednesdays. They used to meet every Wednesday, and I was just suggesting to him if they're going to meet, maybe they can find out when is the archives going to have a one-day fund drive.
Okay. All right. That's a good point. But, okay.
So take Rob Lee's question.
Okay. Rob, does it have to do with legacy giving?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go with it.
Yeah, just to amplify on Dr. Franklin, I think it's incredible that somebody would donate the time for a will that's worth approximately $1,000. However, I would say the person we really want to target for a legacy giving on a will or an IRA or a life insurance policy already has an attorney, and they're going to do what's called a codicil and just add to their will, and they're just going to add KPFT. So I wholly encourage us to have a wonderful prize like that, but I would not hold up making mention of legacy giving, wills, IRAs, and life insurance policy designations. You just don't know who you hit. And one group I worked with, I believe, received $500,000, and they just had no idea.
Hmm.
But it was a wealthy family that gave that. It certainly, you know, fit within the size of their estate.
Okay. Well, I'm putting this information under new business because I'm getting a little bit confused when it comes to the minutes. But all right. So. I tell you what, Rob. Can you repeat what you were saying? Because you were going on. You were following up on our general manager's idea about a premium.
Well, that's fantastic. The premium is fantastic, and we certainly would love to receive that. But that is only part of the picture here. There are many people that already have a will in existence, already have a relationship with an attorney, and we would like them to visit their existing attorney, because that's how it works in estate planning, and say, hey, I want to add, you know, KPFT, and it's a very simple procedure to somebody that already has a will. And again, I would hope that if we were soliciting large donations, you know, these people have already done estate planning.
Okay.
But we can leave no stone unturned, and that's a brilliant idea. I just didn't want to slow anything down. I'd really love to have a spot on legacy giving, and I'd work with Robin and Dr. Franklin and whoever. You just don't know, you know, when that's going to pay off.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, and so if we were to made a ad or made a script for a card, yes, IRA, life insurance, or even property, because that property that was given last year was it $150,000 that went to help Pacifica greatly. I wanted to say, yeah, I asked Robin, I think last year or maybe a year and a half ago, I asked her how many we've gotten legacy gifts, and she said around four, and I think one of them was $70,000. The others, I don't remember how much. Okay, that's all. I just wanted to put that for interest.
But we don't have a whole bunch. The other older stations, they have much more.
Well, it really helps if you have a development director who is developing this program, some sort of campaign to approach people, whether they have a will or they have an attorney and they already have a will and adding it to their will, and putting it in different places and approaching people who might be major donors. And I mean, when I've gone to Power Tools, we've had several speakers that talked about this issue and how you do this. And I actually have several books on it. One of them is called The Grateful Dead. And you have people that perhaps don't have any children, and you are asking them for a major donation, and they say, well, and maybe you're saying, would you like to put us in the will? And they say, oh, well, how about if we give it to you now? So just a thought. Okay.
We could make
so anything
scripts,
else on legacy?
We've had carts in the past, but I haven't heard them recently. Seems like a whole bunch of carts have gone away, old ones. But we did have in the past a legacy cart. I don't hear it at all now. This committee could come up with some scripts for a legacy cart. We should be doing something. That will take some. That will give staff a little time to be helpful.
Okay.
I think that'd be great. I think it'd be great.
Okay. So you might want to, Dr. Franklin, you might want to ask Robin if there are some old spots.
Sure.
Carts that we have stopped playing. I've never heard them, and I thought maybe there might be some kind of sensitive issues about playing them, and you have to choose your words very carefully, but what do I know?
I think we could probably come up with a written script that we could have all the programmers start reading as soon as we get the script provided. There's something they could do, just a live read on their, on their program.
Sounds good.
Okay. So next item on the agenda is lapsed donors. Does anybody have anything additional to say? Okay, next idea was planned giving and major donors, which is something that Rob was working with Robin on. Rob, you want to maybe initiate a call with her and see if you can pick up the thread, if there's anything else that we need to do in regard to that?
Absolutely, and we should probably coordinate it with Robin and taking the time of the committee, but absolutely, and I will just interject since I'm on, if we did need any assistance in helping to write the legacy planning script, I would volunteer. Obviously,
okay,
there'd be multiple people, but I'd be happy to write it, review it, whatever.
Okay, well, I tell you what, if you can, why don't you call me tomorrow about that and we'll talk about it?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. New business. Now, go ahead, Nancy.
I think there's only room for one other or maybe two other people on that lapsed donor calling. But y'all, whoever's doing that, sort of have a little huddle, you know, because some people are going to say, I've lost my job, or they're going to say, I got that a lot when I was calling. And it's always nice to say, well, we'd like to hear, do you have anything that, get something from them. Is there something that you would like us to do more of or less of, or something that was troubling that, that you didn't like, or you have some suggestion? Anyway, it's always good to get their input. You know, we haven't given them some time, but I did get those, I'm out of work. And so what you have something prepared to say, I'm so sorry to hear that. So that's all I said, you know, and then they say, well, when I get my job, then I will not forget about KPFT, and I will go and I say thank you very much. And
we have very loyal listeners, and it never hurts to say, well, you know, if things are really tight, you know, then this is a good time just to listen. to listen to KPFT, and you're always welcome to listen. We need listeners as well as donors. You know, we're never expecting anybody to give what they don't have.
Yeah, but some people were angry because they had waited 6 months for their premium, and in one case it was a hoodie, and it's already, you know, spring or almost turning summer, and, you know, this hot weather. It still didn't
get we call lapsed donors, we do correct a lot of those problems. We take suggestions,
write them down. Yeah,
and when it was just before our 50th anniversary, we were taking stories of how they were, their memories of KPFT, how KPFT has impacted their life, and that those were very powerful. We could always use those in spots, because some of them are quite powerful. So too bad we were not able to use them for our 50th anniversary, but it's not really too late to always be collecting those. I have asked Robin to maybe set up a line where people could record those. So that is something that lapsed donor people are working on. So, new business. So back to Nancy's idea of a holiday online auction. Tell us again, Nancy, how you imagine it.
Oh, that the word gets out on the air that we have, if you want to donate something for KPFT, where to send it, where to send your picture of it, and the development committee will, if your thing is selected as worthy, I don't know, say it in a better way, then you'll be contacted, and I'll contact it either way if it's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And then we'll match you up with someone who donates money for it. That way, I don't know, maybe we have some script. I'll think of a script for this, and anybody else who can think of a good script.
I did want
to
say
it doesn't have to be a long thing.
I did want to say, Nancy, that it would be essential that we had the items in our hand. Because if we don't know the people, it would be bad to sell something and then not be able to get it from the donor.
Well,
right.
when the exchange happens, that's when they donate to KPFT. You know, everything is a pledge until we get the money. So, I mean, that would protect KPFT if a person decided not to give it away or to keep it. So,
all right.
We need a little strategy. You're right. I'm finished.
Was that Dr. Franklin that was saying something?
No.
Okay. Was somebody saying something? Okay. All right. The way I imagine it is if we got 10 items, for example, let's say I went to Shannon Jewelers and I got a pretty cocktail ring. And I went to somebody else and got like an overnight stay at a condo in San Antonio. And we put them online and we said, you can buy this and in the auction, if you're the person that ends up with it, then you could get a little card and put it under the tree. And you could go pick up the jewelry at Shannon's Jewelers or we would get it to you or something like that. So, like, the auction would end on the 23rd of December, and then on the 23rd, when the auction is final, we would take the payments for these things, and we would deliver them maybe a card that they could print out and put in the person's stocking or under the tree that would represent the item, and then we could somehow get it to them. That's the way I imagined it. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Rob Lee, just
and Bill.
Okay, Rob, then Bill, go ahead.
Just real quickly, I agree with you. We'd want to make sure that we can have the items and we don't lose face with anybody that donates or any listeners if we don't have the item. And I'd suggest we'd form a committee. I think it's a great idea to do this. And we just have to, you know, meet offline, so to speak, and say, okay, we'll figure out a place to store it. We'll make sure that it's not just junk and figure out, you know, what to do. So my idea would be to table this to a subcommittee and really put some effort into it. It probably is a good annual idea. That's all.
Okay. Would anybody like to serve on this committee?
Yeah, I would, Deb.
Okay.
And I'll help, Rob Lee. I'll help.
Okay.
I need to get a few people.
All right. Well, I'm offering to be in it. I think that this is something, not to volunteer her when she's not here, but I think this is something that Darrell Robbins would like to do. So I will talk to her about that. All right.
And Bill for the stack.
All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I guess think in terms of like when you buy stuff from eBay, think of the information you want to know. And so I think we're probably going to need if we decide to do this, we probably need to have a form and get more than a photograph. You need a description of it. The kind of same stuff you'd put on eBay, a condition, what's not perfect about it if it's used. And, you know, we might make a fair amount of money, but I think I've helped another organization with an online auction, and it's really a lot of work unless you use one of the services, these online auction services, and they can handle the work for you. Of course, they're going to take a cut, so keep that in mind also, but you still have to collect the information about the items, and you have to be able to ship them out and store them then. So all those logistics items are it's more complicated not having the station available, the building. But so I guess the committee needs to think about that.
Okay. So my what I will write down is that you ask if we need to use an online service.
Yeah, and there are places that do that. They specialize in doing it for nonprofits.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. My church has a service auction every year. We have raised as much as $40,000, and we have people who might have a condo in Colorado, and we do live auction. I just donated like a little Tiffany lamp to them. I mean, it's not really Tiffany, but Tiffany style, and we have baskets, like it might be books written by Unitarian Universalists and humanists in the basket, or it might be kids' toys and games, or, you know, some of these things might be new, some of them might be antiques, some of them might be gently used, or collector's items, or collectibles, and some of them are services. I have an idea for a really good, maybe behind the scenes tour, for example. But anyway, let's let this subcommittee meet, and I will talk to Robin, and we will review how things go with the guitar thing, and Bill, I'll just talk to you on your own about the effectiveness of that. I mean, we're doing some of this. Last year, our service auction was done all online. This year, it's going to be a hybrid, half live, but most of it online too. But I guess I need to get up to speed on what app or whatever they're using to do the online auction.
Find out what your church used. You know, it's good to use something that has...
That's what I'm about to find out.
Yeah, you know somebody that's happy with the service. But, you know, if you want to just create a form to get descriptions and stuff, I could help you create an online form. That's easy to do, and they could, you know, include getting photographs.
Okay.
I think we have a committee member, another one.
So you're going to help.
Well, I can help with certain things. I can help create a form. Yeah, sure.
What's the form? What kind of? What's the adjective that goes with form? The online form or the what form?
I guess a form to get information about each item, about
okay.
each auction item. Descriptions, photographs,
right.
you know, things like that.
Each item. All right. Okay, got it. All right. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Robin said that she was going to send a newsletter, or did we say that Robin was going to send a newsletter to appeal for the I think Robin did agree that she would do that. Appeal to the membership with a newsletter blast, asking them, and then she could ask for pictures at that time and information on the stuff, and then we would in turn, I don't know who's going to make the judgment that it's worthwhile, and then I think we better stay away from electronics, though, because I don't know. It's just usually,
unless
like,
they're
example,
new.
Well,
we might have
yeah.
a local store that would donate. I remember one time Academy gave us like they gave us some items, but we had a local car wash donate like a complete detailing of your car. We had another one. We had some businesses that offered certain things.
The jewelry shop, they got their name said every time we were talking about those raffle tickets for the truck that somebody
mm-hmm.
gave
yeah.
Larry Snelling.
Well, they gave us about $1,000.
But their name was said, you know, oh well, we have this prize and second prize, and it's this jewelry from such and such store. So they did. It was worthwhile. I mean, they were getting their name on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. I will try to
help you with the
script.
Bear in mind that if you get services, though, if it's only at one place, that simpler one location, that kind of screens out a lot of people. So, I mean, if you don't live near there where it is, you're not likely to go there just to get your car washed or your dog, annual checkup or, things like that.
Well,
I remember we got some donated services like that never went at an auction we had several years ago, and that may have been one of the reasons. Not sure.
That's right. Well, somebody offered tap dance lessons. That did go.
Okay.
But you know what? It was a conversation piece just to even be talking about it.
Yeah, I think we had a massage. A massage. Somebody offered a massage one time. Somebody took it, too.
All right, we're going to have to discuss this in the subcommittee. I want to go back. The last thing before we adjourn, I want to go back to one other thing that Nancy said. No, I guess that's it. I guess, does anybody else have any new business? Okay.
Oh,
our next
Teresa.
Meeting.
Teresa,
yeah.
don't you have... Oh, no. I thought it was a finance. No, you don't have any finance. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My mistake.
Our next meeting is November the 2nd.
Yeah.
Oh, question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Teresa, could... I'm sorry. I got cut off. This is Rob Lee. Could I just open up a new item to be discussed later?
Well, it's new business. Go ahead. Bring it up.
And I had an old business item that I forgot about, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rob.
I would like to obviously be what was respectful in this comment, but I think we will be making a significant mistake if we don't capitalize on the death of Larry Winters and try to decide what type of campaign will be developed. During for that. So that's just my comment, and I've seen it used successfully elsewhere. Not for Larry, but that's all.
All right. I
that's
tell
good
you what,
thinking.
Let me talk to you about that. Actually, Robin has already given some thought to this, and Dwayne Bradley has been in touch with the nephew of of Jerry Sumrall, Larry Winters, and yes, I will talk to you, be happy to talk to you about it, as and Robin will too. What about you, Bill? Did you have something else for...
Well, actually, that was one of the things that kind of related to that. We had talked about the possibility, I think, maybe it was in the Finance Committee instead of this committee. I forget. But Sandy, I believe, has suggested having like a subscription to sort of a premium archive subscription. I don't know if you called it that, where you could get access to past shows, not for download because of copyright restriction, I don't think, but for streaming, like Spare Change and other shows too, for a longer period of time than the 2 weeks or 2 months that they're normally up. And I don't know, that might involve quite a bit of work, but maybe not. Other stations do it, I think. Not sure. So that's something that might motivate some people to donate. So many people would rather listen online anyway, so they can listen to whatever they want to listen to whenever they want to.
Is there any way that you can research that with, like, the National Archives or KPFA or KPFK to see if they're offering that as a premium or if their development? Probably KPFA.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
The best people. Well, are you saying you maybe another radio station does this that we ought to check out? Or what?
I think so. And there's online only stations that have subscriptions. I think where I don't know. I'd have to do some research. I don't know, but I don't know if there's interest in that. I guess that's what I'm asking.
Nancy on stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
How about a T-shirt? It says "Spare Change" from your friend and mine, Larry Winters, and on the back it says KPFD.org 90.1 FM and some musical notes somewhere.
I love it.
Okay, I will try to draw something and send it.
And that's a
that's
good
what
idea,
he always said.
It's always part of the
from
campaign.
Your friend and mine. I'm sorry.
It's only part.
It's only what?
It's a good idea, but it's only part of the campaign. That's a great idea, but it needs to be a big campaign with more than a T-shirt.
Yes, I just cannot. I would like to get some more from you, Rob. I don't know what to do.
There was another thing I was going to bring up that was kind of old business, too.
I tell you what, Rob, I think you ought to discuss this with Robin, because I think you're right. It is when you I don't know whether you want to use the term campaign or capitalize or whatever. It's something that has to be dealt with very discreetly, I think.
Most groups would have a program that would have a kind of like a subgroup of a foundation that money would be earmarked for the deceased person, and then they would go and promote it, and all the people that had that good feeling would make that donation, and most of the time it would be going to a sub category of an existing foundation.
Are you like a scholarship fund or something like that?
Kind of like a scholarship fund or whatever you would like to call it. But, it would be accounted for, separately. I don't think that really matters here. But that's how I've seen it used in the past. And usually it's productive for about a year.
Okay. Well,
how about a memorial wing of the new KPFT building named after Larry or something along those lines.
Great idea again. It needs to be in a subcommittee.
If we only
we need
a
to get enthusiasm to put the idea. Yeah.
Okay. Is there someone else that asked to speak? Or was that Kurt trying to get a word in edgewise?
Oh, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, something else we talked about, I forget, maybe the last meeting, the one before that, was that about Barbara Hershey. You talked to her about that Hershey Foundation grant for to help pay for environmental programming. And I don't want to lose that, you know, and I had suggested that we, you know, we could get, we don't have to create a new program from scratch necessarily. And it's tough with our not having a studio, but there's a lot of good stuff on AudioPort from other stations that's available for free. And, you know, I could compile a list if nobody else has done that, or, you know, would that help? Is there interest in doing that? I just hate to lose that grant.
No, I don't think we're going to lose the grant, but I think that Dr. Franklin's working on this, aren't you, Dr. Franklin?
Absolutely. We have a program, program from Yale University called Climate Connections.
Oh, yeah, well, that's one of the ones I'd heard about. Yeah.
Is that in New York? Is that based in New York?
No, Yale University is in, I think it's in Boston, I think.
No, Yale's in Connecticut.
Connecticut, somewhere up on the East Coast, yes. Connecticut, thank you.
So when are we going to start playing this show?
Not until after the membership drive.
Okay, good.
I think it's Teresa Hershey, isn't it? Not Barbara, isn't it?
Terry Hershey.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay.
I thought it was a woman's name, Teresa.
Okay, well, this doesn't have anything to do with fundraising, or I'm missing the connection.
Well, there's the grant. I don't want to lose the grant.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the good point. So Crozier asks about environmental grant.
If I can help any more, let me know, but if that's taken care of, I don't want to butt in. So thank you, Dr. Franklin.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, so I think it's time to adjourn. Unless
somebody had new business, didn't they?
No, we are in new business.
Oh, okay. All right, I want to put one more thing.
Okay.
The original copy of the, was it Post or Chronicle, when the transmitter was dynamited by the KKK, that, and how do you call it when you put plastic on it? I forgot what you call that.
Laminated.
Anyway. Yes, thank you. It's very cheap, and that kind of thing we don't give out. We don't, because it's so cheap. You can go to the library and get it done. But I just think if we had any event or if we had it as something, I think all our members would like to have it. And the other thing, I don't know how to develop this. That's why I'm just putting it out for everybody to just put in your mind, and maybe you can chew on it in the back of your burner. And then the other thing is a picture where you can stand by Sparky, you know, the remnants of the transmitter that got blown up, I guess, a second time, and have your picture with it. Anyway, do something with that. That's all. I don't know how to polish it up, but it just seems like these two things are kind of good, because when people come to visit our station, that's a big thing, to take a picture with Sparky. Okay, that's all. I just want to throw that out so everybody can maybe come up with a better idea with it.
Right.
I like the idea, though.
All right, well, that's something to consider when our new building. So it's 7:52. Does anyone want to move that we adjourn? Mike Lewis here?
I am here.
Mike, do you want to move that we adjourn?
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, you've been awfully quiet. All right, does anyone object to adjourning? All right, hearing none, the meeting's adjourned. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.